Hey there, lovebirds and lone wolves. It's your favorite sexpert, Stephanie Smith, and we're about to take a joyride through the wild world of sex and relationships. So buckle up, because we're going to laugh, learn, and maybe even blush a little as we uncover the secrets to kick-ass sex life. So grab your headphones and get ready for some scandalous stories, quirky advice, and a whole lot of laughs. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith, the podcast that's about to make your ears blush. Hello, back here talking about my favorite topic, masturbation. It is. It's like my favorite topic. I love it. I mean, I love talking about it because it's the number one thing that can get you the closest with yourself and get to know what you like, what you don't like by touching your body, learning about your body. And with that, of course, comes other things. And so that's where, when I say, you know, people think, oh, masturbation, you know, what's that going to help me? Well, other things come about with that. So once you learn more about your body, what makes it tick, all the different points within masturbation based on your gender, go check it out. I mean, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? You're not going to grow hair on your hands. You're not going to lose fingers. You're not going to be, I don't know, whatever your myths are in your head. There's so many, I don't even care to think about them. So I don't even know them. I can't even remember them because I'm so far disconnected from that way of thinking. I don't think like that. I changed my way of thinking many years ago, and I don't believe in societal stuff. So I live a whole way, different way of living. And so that's why I am so comfortable. Well, not to mention I've been studying human sexuality since I was 18. So 35 years. And, you know, maybe for 37, whatever. And since I had sex, I mean, come on. I mean, we started studying it when we all started playing. Okay. So I'm going to have my friend Sky back on. He's coming back on. And we are going to talk about libidos, men and women, and what happens when you cohabitate. He's got such great data. Love it. So he will be back later this week. Today, I'm going to focus on masturbating before a date. Now, I know I did a quick TikTok and blah, blah, blah. And I get so serious during those things. That's why I like to do these, because I feel way more relaxed. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm a deer in the headlights. I hate the social media stuff. It really is been very difficult transition for me. Most of my friends know I do not like to be on. And I know that's part of this process. So I'm working on that. But see, I've worked on that part of myself and I'm getting a lot better with it. So, and yes, I masturbate 4 times a week because I believe in a vibe a day keeps the doctor away. Not an apple a day keeps the doctor away. No scientific proof. Go check out my Reddit, link in my bio. And I have all the articles for you on a vibe a day keeps the doctor away. So because I masturbate 3-4 times, sometimes 5, it depends, a week to keep blood flow flowing down under there. Because no one's got blood flow flowing between their hips. Guaranteed. Not enough to make disease go away without getting some vibration therapy down there. Sex is not enough. Period. So I know I'm doing a little plug-in on this. I make absolutely no money on my vibe a day keeps the doctor away. No money. All I'm trying to do is get people to feel better and bring blood flow to all of their muscles in their body. So if you go check out Dr. Sarno, all of his links again in my bio. Dr. Sarno is a physician 20 plus years ago that studied pain management. I started studying him due to my pain and my life has changed. So I'm just providing information that's honestly free on the internet. But I'm the one who actually goes out and does the research and does all the backup. And, you know, I spend hours and hours and hours researching. I love doing it. I'm really good at it. I was a clinical research psychologist. That was my bachelor's degree. So I love research. So please stick with me. You will learn something on one of my podcasts, 100% guaranteed. So just stay with me and keep coming back. Okay. Cause we're going to have fun and I'm going to bring new people in. And I have some now other Gilfies that are excited to be on. I'm sorry. I was looking at people that are here, cheering me on. And so I'm really excited about all this that's coming. I've got so much coming. All right. So let's get back to masturbation before a date. You know, if you think about all the anxiety, you know, between all the back and forth on the applications that people do or texting, if you've met somebody or whatever, that it just builds up anxiety before the date. Okay. And we're all, it's like, it's uncomfortable. Okay. Let's just be clear. Have I dated? Yeah, I've dated a couple times. And, since my 7-year end of my relationship, I've been on a healing journey, not to mention I've decided that I can't be with anyone who doesn't like to talk about sex and who is not going to be my partner in crime and be willing to work with me on this. No, I'm not walking around trying to fuck every Jack, John, Harry, whatever you want to call them. I like Jack and John, so I call them that. But no, seriously. We're adults, okay? Yes, I love studying this shit. It is so fascinating. I have put myself into situations so I could learn more about the human behavior of human sexuality. I love it. It's the only thing that we all love. We, the majority, okay, 98%, 99%, come on. The majority of us love it. Love orgasms, all that. And we're not allowed to talk about it. Just drives me crazy. I'm sorry. You like my ears, my little horns? I like going around and go, God, I feel horny today. I used to do it for work. It's so fun. So any of you girls, go out. I got them at Walmart in the kids section. Okay, so can we not just start openly talking about the thing that we love? I mean, God, and not to mention, I mean, it brings us so much satisfaction, gratification, and release of many things, stress, tension. And bottom line, do you know that when we do those, when we have an orgasm, either men or female, you're cleaning out pipes, you're bringing blood flow to that area. And think about it. If you don't bring blood flow to parts of your body, it dies. It will die. I promise you. They used to take care of elderly for years and sick patients. It's what I started going to college doing. And when they don't move, when you do not move things, you lose it. 100% guaranteed. That is fact. Go look it up. No articles in Reddit. Why? Because it's fucking no brain science here. You don't need any fucking brain to realize no blood flow, no worky worky. Okay? So here's what I have to say about that, because it is very important that we're bringing blood flow to areas that don't get blood flow frequently enough. Okay? So I don't care about those people. Oh, I'm having sex 2 or 3 times a week. I don't care. It's not the blood flow you need. It's great for orgasms. But vibration therapy, when you get a vibrator, either in your vagina or in your ass, either one, the types of orgasms that those release, but it'd be very hard for a partner and yourself to obtain it otherwise by yourself. Yes, it can be done. Doesn't happen. It's too many times they miss. So when you do what I'm telling you about, vibrator in the vagina, vibrator in the anus, it sets off pipes in your prostate gland for men and in the in the woman, it'll get your G-spot off, which is another gland, and fluid comes out of there. So both of you are expending fluid where it needs to be expended, okay? Just so you know, back in the 1900s, they used to do prostate massages and vagina massages for women to have an orgasm because it released tension and stress during their hysteria. Get it? Come on. Jump on board here with me because you know I'm talking. This makes sense. It's like, hello. Yep, that makes sense. Now, I know I'm going on about like different things, but we're all talking about movement, vibration, and masturbation down at the down under here. Okay. So back to the stress and tension with dating. It fucking sucks. We all know it. Come on. It sucks. It's like ridiculous. We have to meet people and we have to explain and blah, blah, blah. Ugh, that's why I'm like, I'm not sure I want to do that. I'll be writing my story here. And then somebody who feels that my story has synergy with them, cool, reach out. Okay. Why masturbate before a date? Because we have so much stress before a date, it's going to relax and stress relief. So really, it'll provide relaxation and stress relief. And I'm reading from this because I like to give like scientific stuff that's from writing, and I did write this. So, masturbation can release endorphins and help reduce stress and anxiety. Engaging in self-stimulation before a date may help some individuals feel more relaxed and at ease, allowing them to focus better during the date. I mean, don't you know when you're at the date, you're like looking at each other, you're like, damn, is he fucking hot? Look at him. Look at his eyes, his mouth, his butt when he walks to the bathroom. Look at the bulge going on over there. I'm talking for the girls here. Oh my God, his chest, his muscles. He looks fabulous. And he's sexy. Mm. So to me, you know, I sometimes, you know, if we're really freaking horny and you haven't had sex in a long time, you're probably just like, you can feel, have you ever been where you just feel the sexual tension between two people? And it's just like crazy tension. Like they just need to get it on, as Frankie says in Gracie and Frank, Grace and Frankie. So funny. Would you two just get it on and get a room and get on the table? I love that. But I think it's better if we're a little more well-centered when we're dating. So we're not in that frantic state of lust and having to attack. All right. Increased confidence. Oh my gosh. Masturbation will totally increase your confidence. You get to know your body. You get to see your little ripples and your bulges and the this. And if you're looking at porn, you're watching others and you're realizing that those people have the same type of body as you do. And they have ripples here and they have a little thing here. I mean, and you just let that shit go. And it just becomes playtime. Sorry, I was looking at something. It becomes playtime, like this amazing playtime of like, you get to get into your head and just get to feel those vibrations, or if you're using your finger, or if you're using a dildo and a vibrator combination, whatever. Oh my God, super amazing. So I'm just talking from a female perspective. Soon as I get Sky on here, well, we will be talking about the penis tomorrow because, you know, it is all about the penis. So, and everyone wants to play with the penis. Anyway, so masturbation can boost your self-confidence and improve your body image because we all know we all have body image issues. We all do. And if there are people that you see that just are shh, 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 and just got that swag and doesn't mean that they 100% feel that inside. Doesn't mean that it doesn't take them courage to walk out like that. And so, and I know that from experience because I have to build up my confidence once I get out to have that swag because I should feel fabulous about myself. I mean, there's no reason I shouldn't. And so same for all of you. So feeling sexually satisfied and confident in one's own body may contribute to a person's overall self-assurance and comfort during a date. So I test you to go and try this out and come back and tell me, did it work or no, it didn't even help at all. But I guarantee you, I'm going to have a few thousand of you come back and say, totally worked. Okay. It's going to improve your focus. Oh my God, right? I mean, is our focus not distracted? Because if we're lusting after somebody because we're so freaking horny. For some individuals, sexual tension or arousal can be distracting. I like it at times, but it is distracting. By masturbating before a date, they may be able to alleviate some of that sexual tension, allowing them to concentrate better on their date and engage in meaningful conversation without being preoccupied by sexual thoughts. Doesn't that make sense? Kind of like, come on. Yeah, it does. Makes 100% sense. I don't care what people say. It makes sense. And oh, look, there's the penis. I told you it's all about the penis. It makes sense. So, okay. And then it helps you manage your expectations. So engaging in sexual self-stimulation before a date can help manage unrealistic or excessive expectations about sexual activity. By satisfying sexual desires beforehand, individuals may approach the date with a clearer mindset, focusing on getting to know their partner rather than solely seeking sexual gratification. I think that seems to, that there's a lot of that lacking is like there's been people that have been without sex for so long that once they finally do meet somebody, it's just like, that's all they can think about. That's all they want to do. And it's like, and there's all the women that I talk to and that tell me about these situations. They go, yeah, no, pretty much. Most of the women that I have in my life around me, most of them, not all of them, but most of them, have the Steve Harvey's rule of 3 months before sex. And you go on 3 months of dating and do different things and before you have sex. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that sometimes we give our kitty out way too early. And I'm sure that we've all done it on occasion of two. I think it's better because you're really giving yourself to that person. So what I found works best for me is FWBs, friends with benefits, just hands down, get a friends with benefit. Or two or three, your ones that you have fun with. I used to have, three, four, whatever. And when my kids were young, because I was a single mom and I didn't like dating, so I just had FWBs. And that worked out really well for me. And, and now I'm older, so I have one. I have two. Sorry, I have three. Okay, fine. I forget. But I've created a situation where friends with benefits, we do fun things, we've got the benefits, we have really clear guidelines between our friendship. That's it. Doesn't go any further. There's certain guidelines on what happens. I don't know how everyone else handles FWBs, but no kissing, always use protection. No oral sex, no anal, unless you're using protection if that's what you want to do. But I typically don't give that away. I have once in a while, but because it is fun to do. Oops. But horns. You got to have rules. Rules are important. Ground rules are really important. Learned about ground rules many, many years ago in life. Actually working and created that as we got ground rules and agreements. That's it. And that's how it works. And if you're part of that process in my life, then we're friends. And if you're not, where we make agreements, we stick to it. And if we're maybe not just agreements, but ground rules, we have ground rules on how we communicate about things. Like one topic I have off limits 100% is my dog, Barkley. You don't talk about him. I don't care what you used to. I will wrestle you to the ground. Don't talk about my dog because he's my baby. And there's reasons psychologically that he's come into my life. So I'll protect him because I am a loyal person. Very, very loyal until I'm not. Until you show me you're not loyal to me, then I will never be loyal to you again. So anyway, back off topic here, but it's fun to kind of just ramble a minute. So find an FWB that works for you. That's not going to, you know, make your life difficult if you do find somebody that's going to leave you alone when you want to be left alone. That's not an overwhelming kind of FWB. I am the ones who call out the times that I meet up with my FWBs. Yeah, they ask, but usually it's me who makes that. It's just because they know my life and where I'm at. And so I think it's just really important that you come up with a different way of interacting on dates, and not, you don't have to rush into having sex right now. And I will say that sometimes, I'm just going to say this because I know we're talking about masturbation, but I feel like people rush into being with people and you start having sex. And let's say you're going through some emotional shit and then they become your crutch and then you're stuck. And then a year later, you're basically living with someone you really don't want to be with. So I think we should have the brakes on all that and do something like, wait a year before you move in together, like a good year, maybe two. Get to know each other. Go out on dates. Travel. See how they are. Go hiking. Go and do your interests. Go do their interests. Get out. See them in different environments and make sure that you meet their family and that you're going to like their family because you will be married to that family for the rest of your life. So you should do that as well. And if you don't like their family, it's not going to work out. It won't work out. I've seen too many dead bedrooms where they do separate Christmases, holidays, all that. And they're miserable because this family hates this family, and this family. And there's this combativeness back and forth. Get it. Get rid of it. No need. But you'll see when Sky tomorrow, we're going to talk about this new way of marriage and relationships. So definitely stick up to that next episode of libidos. That's what we're going to call it. Libidos. Okay. And then just to sign off, you know, if you don't think masturbation is important, you shouldn't even be listening to the begin with. And if you got to the end of this, then you know that you're curious and you know that there's something to it. So why don't you go out and try it? Now, I have a link in my bio. You can go buy toys from my store there. If you want a recommendation, send me an email. Send me a message. I will give you a recommendation on which one. I am not about the money. Go to Walmart. I've heard that they're at Walmart and Target. Go there and get one if you feel more comfortable. Do whatever. I'm just saying, get a vibrator to start vibrating in between your hips for your vaginas and a vibrator for your anus, for your prostate gland. And go read all about the prostate in my Reddit. And you will be surely amazed, as I was, about the percentage of men who have prostate cancer. And that's because of all of their holes not being cleared out. So that is one huge reason. I'm not saying it's the all, but it is a huge, huge reason. So why wouldn't you want to reduce the risk both for your vagina and for your prostate and penis for erectile dysfunction? Because it does, once you are clearing out your erectile dysfunction and you're bringing vibration down to your anus for the men and vibrating to the vagina for the women, go look at my studies. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Get a vibrator. Do it 3 times a week. I'm currently doing an experiment on my skeletons, who I see right now. I'll send a picture. I have my 2 limes, and they're in between the hips. And I take one of the limes out every day and put a vibrator in it to see by the end of the week which lime will still be green. Now, I've already done it once and proven. Boom. Lime with the vibrator stayed green. Lime without vibration turned yellow. Also have that study. Thank you very much. I am so good. Anyway, so look at that one. I'll be posting that here shortly. But look at these studies. You can't dispute what I'm talking about. You just can't. But if you want to dispute it, let's have at it. Come with me on my show and let's go at it, because I love banter back and forth, good banter. If you think that you don't hear anything if you think I'm wrong, you don't agree with me, come on the show. Love it. I love good banter, healthy banter. It's really good. And from people that have the best interests for everyone involved. Ba-bang. You know who I'm talking about right there, because I know a lot of people like to banter with me, but they don't have the best intentions of everybody involved, only themselves. It doesn't work. So, sayonara. So from your Gilfy, we are now called Gilf Talk. We're rebranding. I have a guy I am working with, and we're doing some trade, and so you'll see some changes. All right. Stay healthy, stay fabulous, and go out and get your vibrator. Remember, a vibe a day keeps the doctor away. Happy Halloweeny. And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's exhilarating podcast of Let's Talk About Sex. If you loved what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, make sure to hit that subscribe button, like, and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out on our future episodes packed with even more tips, tricks, and tantalizing discussions. Got something to share or a burning question? I want to hear from you. Send me a message on social media or in my email. Your thoughts and stories and feedback mean the world to me, and I can't wait to hear from each and every one of you. Remember, your sexual empowerment journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing your fabulous, authentic self. Until next time, this is Stephanie Smith, signing off. Stay adventurous, stay safe, and stay sexy.